My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to this week's Mindset and Me podcast. It's just me today. I hope that's okay. But I always like to try to record a solo episode, ideally once a month. Sometimes they just have so many amazing guests. I can't wait to share them. So I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. And I really, really wanted to share something that has been coming up so much in conversations I've had. And it's about really trying to stay in our growth mindset. I know that this episode is going to be such high value. So make sure you hit save while I'm here. And in fact, before we even get started, I would just ask you kindly to subscribe and leave a review if you've enjoyed this episode today. The reviews mean so much to me. It makes such a difference when you're a podcast host. And it really, really shows me as well what content you're really resonating with. So thank you so much in advance for that. So I kind of wanted to break this down, and I've pinpointed five to six traits and steps that I think can really, really help. And what definitely helped me when I feel myself fall out of this space, which is, by the way, like completely normal and needs to be normalized. We're not about toxic positivity on this podcast, as you know. We're not about making you think in a certain way, saying that any other way is failure. We are not about that, but we are about equipping you with great ideas, great tips, great ways for you to learn and to develop. And that's really what life is all about, isn't it? So for me, I always like to try to ask the question when something goes wrong, what is the gift, right? What is the gift in this situation? Essentially, seeing your challenges as opportunities. I know this is really, really easy to say, but 9 times out of 10, there is always a lesson. Sometimes things can go horribly wrong and they're unfortunate and they're tragic. And that's just essentially life. But in other times, maybe even in business or in a relationship, you know, you can look at a situation and you can question yourself for that moment. But then you afterwards, when you reflect, you look back and you think, well, what is the gift? What was the opportunity that I got from this challenge? And I think it's really, really poignant to really, really recognize that in a fast-paced society that we all live in right now, you know, we want everything yesterday, tomorrow's too long. You know, we need to be able to look at these moments and see the gift and see the growth that we have achieved and where we can get to. Okay. Where we can get to, because where we can get to is endless. Right. My second point, and I really, really encourage you to do this, is always reflection. I'm a very reflective coach. It's part of my style. I believe presence is so powerful. To make people feel truly heard is amazing. And it's rare in this world, again, where everyone's loud and wants everything yesterday. There are some people who are not in that space. And so to reflect each day on maybe what, I don't like to say what you failed at, which is very much the language, things that you encountered, problems that you were faced with, okay? And then also great successes. So especially for women, it's really, really difficult for us to really look and stand back and take a moment and reflect on all of the incredible things that we've done, because we're always doing all the fucking things. Okay. Women are just boss, honestly, in my opinion. And we are just amazing. We do so much, like, as well as, you know, having monthly periods and hormones and all of these things. And yet we just keep going and doing this stuff. But are you ever really stopping and celebrating how far you have come? Are you reflecting on these moments? So when you have a tough day, okay, you can sit there at the end of the day, do you know, like 2 hours of my day was a shit show, actually. But don't forget about that one phone call you had or that Instagram post that somebody messaged you about that felt amazing, that conversation you had with your partner, that amazing meal that you cooked. You know, when you like pull things out of the kitchen, I think Lucy Sheridan or Jules calls it fridge roulette or something, where you're like, you're just going, not entirely sure what we're going to pull out of here, but we're going to give it a good go at making something. And you like, it's amazing. When that happens, we like reflect on this, okay? I want you to really, really start to get into that practice. And if every day feels a lot, how about a Sunday evening? How about bi-weekly, monthly even to start, and then to really, really look at the successes. If you want to further that, and I guess if you're into manifestation and the law of attraction, you know, writing things down, having mantras around, having these things that can basically go into the brain and kind of go back into the memory and seek out when that happened by this trigger that you see in front of you. That's how you stay in your growth mindset. Recognition, repetition. And that's what this is all about. I mean, this is one that's so easy for me to say, but so difficult to practice, and that is to stop seeking approval from others. So I'm incredibly guilty of this. I think, or should I say I was, I think a lot has changed recently in my life where even the way I use Instagram is totally different. I don't check who's viewed stories. I don't really check in my DMs too much, probably once a day. I'm not bothered about followers. You know, for me, like everything is in conversation. So I can be having great conversations with people, great clients, and I could lose like followers that day. Who cares? Like, it's not really about that. My ethos in life is to work with amazing people and empower them and help them to change their lives. I hope maybe listening to this, you know, there's something that sticks in your mind and you think, goodness, I feel so good for that. But once we stop seeking approval from others, we stop outsourcing our worth and our power. And I think that's the point there. If you're looking for approval, if you're outsourcing your worth onto another human, an app, let's remember it is an app on a phone. If you're outsourcing your worth into this, into that space, you're never going to be happy and you're always going to be dissatisfied. You're going to live an unfulfilled life. That's really, really just the truth of it. And I know it's hard to hear. I really know it's hard to hear. And I don't like to say that. I feel bad to say that. But it's true. Like, you're going to be unfulfilled because there's always going to be somebody who's more intelligent, has got a bigger following, got a better relationship. But there's always going to be someone with a less following, you know, a worse relationship, all of these things, all of these moments, okay? You need to just constantly come back to the self. What is it that I have achieved in this world? What am I out here showing up daily doing? Sometimes, you know, not really sure what I'm doing, but muddying my way through this and I am giving it a good go. What is it that I am doing? And focus on that. Okay, show the world what you are doing and don't give a shit about what other people think. Now, I'm not saying, you know, go out into the universe and be awful and who cares what anyone says. We do it in a beautiful, kind way. That's what we're all about here, isn't it? But we don't put our worth, we don't outsource that to anyone else. We own that. We're proud of ourselves. We make ourselves proud every single day. We love what we're doing. We love what we're sharing in the world and we don't need validation from anybody else. So again, kind of on this note, I always think you really, really need to be able to identify opportunities to celebrate other people. Now, this is super, super triggering for some people because jealousy and envy can easily come into play here. Comparison, all of these things, which really, really put you in a scarcity mindset. You're straight out of your growth mindset. But the thing is, once you can celebrate other people, once you stop seeing their success as a threat, oh my goodness, everything changes. You feel free. You feel empowered. You think, good for you, same for me. I don't want your success. I want my own version of success. Good for you with that. That's great. I don't want that. And you're able to identify the success of someone else as inspiration, as adoration, and not as a threat anymore. And that is how you stay in your space of growth, in your space of opportunity. Seek out that, like, pay a compliment to somebody, whether it's online or whether you see them. You know, how are you going to feel after that? They're probably going to feel amazing. When people message me that I don't know, who are listening to the podcast and say, you know, your episode was great today, or I played this to my daughter. I've had so many messages about them being played to my teenage daughter. And who even knew that I was reaching that person and that they would then take the time to message me as I'm sat here recording, like, in my bedroom? Like, who knew that? Okay, but they're actively seeking out an opportunity to celebrate this, to tell me about it. And then in turn, I feel great for the day. They feel great that they've made me feel great. We are really in this place of abundance. And that is truly, truly what it's all about. So I want you to really start to focus on rewarding action and not traits. And again, this comes back to a real different way of looking at how to use Instagram and how to communicate with people and what I want to be seen as. I have found it difficult to be able to be 100% authentic, although I'm very authentic, actually. But 100% authentic on Instagram. And the reason for that is that everything that looks great in your life is now not good enough on that app, apparently. Perfection is the only way for it to be deemed as incredible and aspirational. But what about the conversations? Okay, what about the battles that people are facing privately, going through their everyday life, showing up daily, trying to stay positive, trying to believe that it will all be okay in the end? And it's really, really difficult when you narrow your space down to just something as meaningless, essentially, as that. So for me, I wanted to start putting my time into action, okay? Into what can I do that sits really well with me daily, that serves my audience, but that feels good. And so obviously I record my podcast once a week, which I adore. I truly, truly adore this. It's a way for me to just sit and chat. Those who know me know I just sit and chat. That's basically how I'm now spending my life. But I know that it's a connection, that you're probably listening to this with your headphones in, maybe cleaning, commuting, chilling out, having a bath. I listen to podcasts all the time in the bath. And right now, we've got a connection together. And how beautiful is that? It's uninterrupted by you seeing me for 1 second, then scrolling to the next thing. And it feels really good to me. Similarly, I've just started writing daily emails to my email list. Now, I'm not going to lie, quite a few people unsubscribed. And it's funny because even a year ago, this would have really bothered me. I would have thought, oh my goodness, I'm doing something wrong. They don't want to be here. But the fact is, it's not. Those are just people who've signed up for a free piece of content, got on my list, and then don't want to be there. And that's absolutely fine. But the amount of beautiful replies I've had has been incredible. People saying, this is a game changer. I'm waking up in my morning and just reading something that is so thought-provoking, that's so conversational. And it's a way for me to get across my point in a really soft way. Like, I love long form content. I love video. I love podcasts. I love emails. I love writing articles, things that allow you to take time to curate your message. And so the action of doing that, of recognizing what I want to do, rather than rewarding the traits, you know, how you look or how you sound on Instagram or the location you've been to. You know, I was on a beautiful holiday. And even that, I didn't know whether to share or not because I thought, do I look like I'm bragging? But I really wasn't. Like, that was our first holiday in like 2 years. And I needed it. Like, mentally, I needed it. And so it was part of my life. And so I kind of let that go within the first day, but thinking about that and letting go of traits, focusing on actions. What action can I take that is going to help me on my path? Never mind how I look. Don't worry about what she's wearing. No, you don't need to have that. Your Instagram doesn't need to look like that. You don't need to buy this bag that everyone's posting, right? Focus on the actions you're taking daily towards your life, towards your growth, towards your development. That's all you need to focus on. Truly, it will be life-changing. Trust me when I tell you, it is already changing my life. I feel relaxed. It's really weird. Even though technically I'm doing more work, it feels better. Like it sits better with me. I post a few times on Instagram, but I'm not really that stressed about it. And whatever I post, I really like. And if people like that too, great. If they don't, that's okay too. You know, it's really thinking about these moments, like really think about the action, the difference you can make to people, the difference you can make to yourself, rather than rewarding in a small snippet of time what you look like. I remember a whole summer I dieted. I was like a size 6. I was so small. I was so miserable. Okay. I'm like naturally a 10, not that size matters at all, but I'm naturally a 10. Like I've got hips and a bum and boobs. And I got so skinny. It was crazy. Okay. I was so miserable. Yet I have never been more rewarded by people in my life for what I look like. So let's just let that one percolate for a moment. How crazy is that? And then finally, as you know, I like to keep solo episodes really micro for you, really useful. I'm sure nobody wants 40 minutes of me waffling on. So my final point is to use the word yet more often. So what do I mean by that? This hasn't happened to me yet. I'm not going to be able to get there yet. I haven't got enough clients yet. Okay, you will. You have. You are doing it. You are out there doing it every single day, showing up day after day, whether you work for someone, whether you work for yourself, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're trying to have a baby, whether you're traveling the world, whether you haven't left your house in 2 years, you're showing up daily and you're doing it. And that should be fucking praised, okay? Because sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's really, really tough to keep going every day, but you're doing it. So using the word yet is endless opportunity, is endless growth. And I truly, truly believe it is a game changer. I really hope you found these 6 tips useful. I know I did. I was trying to pull together like the main things that I use that I think are quite helpful. And so I hope that you enjoyed this. As always, I am so grateful to have you here. If you are interested in the daily emails, as I mentioned, I've left the details in the show notes. Otherwise, you know what time it is. Time to get really comfortable, really cozy. It's time for this week's mini meditation. And I want you just to gently take a moment to really settle into the meditation. Allow the body to just surrender. Let go. Totally relax. Totally let go. Allow the body to feel heavy, and I really want you to release. Let go of any thoughts that have been holding you back. Let go of that resistance maybe you've been feeling. Just let it all go now. Gently release. Gently let go. As we visualize letting go, noticing where we might feel resistance in the body and in the mind, And I want you to visualize breathing that out. No longer a part of you. No longer holding you back. Focusing on that feeling of letting go. But to be more specific, letting go of the expectations that you've put on yourself, the limitations. Asking yourself why. Why did you do that? Why do you feel you can only achieve that? Letting go. Letting go. Keep breathing out. Letting go. Letting go of where you thought you should be. Letting go of who you think you should be. Letting go. Letting go of resistance. Letting go of expectation. Letting go. Breathing in. Breathing out. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you again next week.